Item number eight. From the Office of the Sheriff, requesting authorization to grant a leave of absence to Captain Nancy Evans from the classified to the unclassified service in accordance with Wisconsin State Statute 59.26 sub 1 and in conformity with county ordinances. This item was also referred to the Committee on Judiciary Safety and General Services, who withdrew this item from committee at their meeting.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Inspector Rich Schmidt, I'm the Senior Commander for the Sheriff's Office. And first of all, congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
Next to me is Major Nancy Evans, and she is the individual that we're looking to get a leave of absence from her current position and to take over what the position called as Major, which basically on your papers is a deputy inspector, but for sake of Sheriff's Department, Sheriff's Office vernacular, we refer to her as the Major. It's a position she has actually had for several years. Very quickly, just especially for the newer supervisors, when Sheriff Clark took over office back in the early 2000s, there were what had been called deputy inspectors. The deputy inspectors were made permanent under previous sheriffs. Back several years ago, the sheriff's office determined that they're such a high-ranking position that the sheriff wanted them to be appointed. Thereby, if a new sheriff came in and he wanted to change his command staff, he would have that ability at the top level. Thereby, the county board was very gracious and allowed us to give leave of absences to individuals that were put into those upper ranks. Thereby, should something happen where the new sheriff or a new sheriff determined they didn't want those individuals, they could roll back into a captain position. Just very quickly, and to explain why we have Major Evans in her current position, and I'll try and be brief here. She started with the House of Correction back in 1997. She was promoted under the old House of Correction in 1999 to Sergeant, Lieutenant in 2005. Then in 2009, Sheriff Clark appointed her as the commander of the County Correctional Facility South, which is the former House of Correction. In 2012, she did a fantastic job helping to clean up huge issues that existed down at that facility before the sheriff took over. As of this year, the sheriff appointed her to not just run the South facility, but to be over the downtown jail, the court system, as well as the South facility. She has a bachelor's degree in business administration. She has an associate's degree in business, and she also is a LESB certified law enforcement officer, and recently received the leadership, a prestigious leadership award from the school in which she graduated from. She's also attended Northwestern University Executive Management Program, and she's active with the American Correctional Association, American Jail Association, and the Wisconsin Jail Association. And very recently she was featured on Channel 6 as an individual that is well excelled as not just a person for our agency, but as a mother, an educated individual, and just a wonderful family. I've met her husband and children, and she is a top performer for our agency. So with that, we would ask that you respectfully grant her the leave of absence from the captain position. Thank you.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before the Judiciary Safety and General Services Committee, the item was withdrawn, so it's not as if the committee withdrew the item. And I'd like to move, and I will move approval of item number eight.
Okay. And just to be clear, so that I'm clear with all the procedures, it's not as Sheriff Clark could also remove you from your position too. It wouldn't have to be a new sheriff. You serve at the pleasure of the sheriff, correct?
Yes.
Any other Supervisor Lipson?
Thank you. It's maybe a question for staff at this point. I think our last item has lawsuits in which we've got a problem with, I think, the result of too many captains. Does this in any way help us with that issue, and that we're effectively moving somebody up? Perhaps the corp counsel could do that.
Go ahead, Mr. Chairman. Supervisors, in response to Supervisor Liston's question, what I would tell you is that there is litigation pending with respect to various captain's positions in the sheriff's office. But what's before you is not whether Captain Evans should be a captain. What's before you is whether she should be given a leave of absence from that position to a higher position. Obviously, if it turns out down the road that she or somebody else should be a captain, that will affect what happens here. But in the meantime, the litigation doesn't affect the decision you have to make today on the leave of absence.
Okay. I guess as a follow-up to that then for the inspector would be, are you able to tell me whether there's an intent to then fill her captain position, which would potentially exacerbate the problem that we've already got of too many captains? If she's elevated, are you going to also elevate someone else to captain?
Okay, Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, at this point, the sheriff has not informed me of any promotion he intends to make to that position.
Is there any assurance you can provide us that you're not going to do that to exacerbate the current problem that we have?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, again, I am not, I have no knowledge at this point of anyone we're even considering for that to fill that current position. To answer your question properly, there is no intent right now to hire a new captain, which I think is what your question is getting at.
Right.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Supervisor Jersey?
Will Major Evans' duties change with this advancement?
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, she's actually been serving as the major for several years. Her duties will not change. She went through the Law Enforcement Standards Board certification, which then allowed her to be put into the captain position, which was very short-lived. Technically, that is her position on the role, if you will, on her assignment, but she's actually been serving in the appointed position for several years.
So she's going to basically stay and do the same thing?
Yes.
Thank you.
I guess that just raises another question. Why is this coming to now, then, if she's been doing this for several years?
Mr. Chairman, the main reason being is that she was recently, it was 2011 when she received law enforcement certification, thereby allowing her to have that position.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments?
Yes.
Go ahead, Supervisor Stamper.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, I'm very grateful for my current position. I'm dedicated to the county and have been since 1997 when I started as a correction officer, so I'm grateful to serve Milwaukee County.
Okay. Is that someone who wishes to speak? There's no name, but I think it's Mr. Felber.
Yes.
Do you wish to speak on this item?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If you guys could the table, and then Mr. Felber. And then identify yourself for the record, please.
I apologize if I didn't put my name on.
That's okay.
Roy Felber, President of the Milwaukee Deputy Sheriff's Association. Good morning, Chairman. Good morning, Supervisors.
Good morning.
I'm asking to you consider doing a layover on this. It has nothing to do with Major Evans, but it has to do with the position she's in. Because of her LSB certification, she was promoted to a sworn captain at the end of last year. We had 48 deputies laid off in February of this year. By appointing her to a sworn captain, she bypassed all county ordinance and civil service laws by having other people that apply to be a deputy sheriff rise up to the ranks or become a deputy sheriff. And it is our belief, and we have filed open records with the county and the state. We have gotten the state's records, but we have not gotten the county's yet, so we have not filed. But it is our belief, if she is a sworn captain, that she would be the lowest ranking deputy on the department. Thus, she would have to be one of the 48 laid off, meaning she went from a correction officer to all of a sudden a sworn captain within less than a year. Is our contention that she bypassed all civil service laws and county ordinances to get into that position, and taking away one of our deputies' spots that should not have been laid off then. I'm just asking you to maybe lay over, but just to let you know that is out there and that's what is happening. I just wanted to advise the board of that. And that's all I have to say. Appreciate the time, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors.
Does staff or legal counsel have any response to Mr. Pelzer's thoughts?
Mr. Chairman, again, I'm Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel. What I would say to you is, first, I don't want to litigate this in front of the committee, and I don't think the committee should want to do that either. I think you have to, at this point, take the sheriff's office at their face value in terms of her status as a captain and deal with the leave of absence question. If that turns out to be wrong, then that will obviously change things. But the issue before you, whether she's a captain, whether she's a lieutenant, whether she's a deputy sheriff, the sheriff can promote any of those people to this level and ask for a leave of absence. And so I think the only question for you is, should she get a leave of absence? If she's not a correct captain, that'll come out in the court case. If she's not a correct deputy sheriff, that'll come out in the court case that they're going to file. And so I really think you don't need to get into that issue. Laying it over isn't going to do anything. This isn't going to be resolved in the next 30 days. So I think you should just, frankly, you should grant the leave of absence. It should be fairly pro forma, frankly.
Any questions or comments? Supervisor Stamper?
Do you know of any of the ordinance that she was, that somebody violated?
It would be County Ordinance Chapter 17. I can give you the civil service laws too, sir, but I do not have our attorneys on hand.
You don't know what the law states? What does it say? What's wrong?
What's wrong is she bypassed the formal application to become a deputy sheriff, take a test just like everyone else in the county of Milwaukee had to take a test to become a deputy sheriff to be certified as a law enforcement officer.
Are you taking into consideration that the sheriff has the authority to assign who he wants to the position?
Yes, we're taking that under consideration, but as Attorney Corporation Counsel Mark Grady stated, I will answer your questions. I don't want to do this, argue this case, but no, the question that you asked is, yes, he has the authority, but he doesn't have the authority to supersede civil service or county ordinance to make whoever he wants a deputy sheriff without the form going through the formal process.
Okay. Thank you, Chairman.
So we have a motion before us to approve this item. Is there any more discussion? If not, call the roll.
Johnson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Jersey.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Seven ayes, zero noes. The motion is approved.
Thank you.